Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and director staff. For the record, Brian Wakeling, the Game Management Bureau Chief, and I'll try and address this expeditiously, sir. This is the second time that the commission is hearing the presentation regarding 2021 elk shoulder seasons. The commission adopted elk shoulder seasons in the fall of 2020, for the fall of 2020, but at the time that they did so, they chose to adopt those seasons for a single year, not a biennial setting like most of the other season setting. As the commission's well aware, there's a lot of opposing views on the shoulder seasons, and so the commission wanted to hear those comments and reconsider the actions that they had taken. Just to kind of define things, the commission and I provided several documents as support material for the commission for this reason. One is the final approved regulations that were adopted last year for the fall 2020. That's so you have the full record of all of the things that could be considered shoulder seasons. The definition of a shoulder season is provided in the final elk season guidelines, flexible season structure with performance-based shoulder season that was adopted on October 8th of 2015. That's also some of the support that's been provided. And in there, it specifically defines a shoulder season as any firearm season printed in the hunting regulations that occurs outside the five-week general firearm season between August 15th and February 15th in one or more hunting districts or portions thereof. Examples might include bee licenses or general seasons extended early or late, or additional sets of bee licenses or permits valid early or late. Shoulder seasons here do not include early backcountry hunts, primitive weapon hunts, game damage hunts, management seasons, or season extensions. I wanted to put that on the record just so that it's clear for everybody. Oftentimes we talk about a shoulder season and we may not effectively incorporate or reference all of those. And so that's how it was referenced within that document and the way we're defining those today. The commission asked several questions when we addressed this in October. One of the questions that the commission asked was whether or not any of the elk working groups had been meeting, how frequently they'd been convened, and just wanted some information on that. And what we've been able to gather is that the Devil's Kitchen working group routinely has been meeting three times a year. However, this year, that working group has been meeting primarily through email, and there has not been an in-person meeting since last fall. There's 130 individuals on that email list, and they are coordinating, although I don't have any information regarding what their perspectives are on on the department's proposal for the fall of 2021. This proposal is what was adopted last year, and the Devil's Kitchen Working Group did support that last year. Within Region 5, there are two groups there. One of them, Deputy Kowalski mentioned at the outset, the one in the Crazy Mountain is known as the Sweet, let me find the name, Sweetgrass Wildlife Working Group. They have met, they met on just recently, December 2nd, I believe, and they have been discussing some of the shoulder seasons and working with the department. It is not a department-sponsored working group. It's a more of an organic grassroots level. However, we do have personnel there, and they are working and talking about options for consideration next year. The The Brakes Elk Working Group did not meet the, I'm sorry, let me back up. There was one other working group that was planned to initiate within Region 5, the Snowy Mountain Working Group. And my understanding is that that working group has not gotten off the ground. They have not started meeting, and so there hasn't been one there. To move up to the Brakes Elk Working Group, that one did not convene either. The region did provide an update on the elk survey and population status via a U.S. Post Office mailing. And they're also using that mailing to identify the working group. They do intend to meet sometime before season setting for next year. Region 3 did not have any official working groups meet this year. Region 2 also has had some members of the Citizens Advisory Committee serve as a subcommittee, seems to be working well. And that's kind of concludes the update that I've got on working groups. The other question, and I know the commission received this, but I thought it might be something the public might be interested in. The commission asked specifically what kind of block management access had been obtained within Region 4. The region provided some answers, and Nick Jivok with Wildlife Federation provided an estimate, and he was very close. But there were 17 new enrollments, 76,715 acres of deeded private that was added, 11,839 acres of added to existing BMA, and for a total Region 4 acreage of just about 1.2 million, 1.25 million acres. And so that wanted to make sure the commission received that additional information to make sure we concluded and got the information you were requesting. This package was available for public comment through November 30th. That was an extent of about 5 weeks for the public to comment. During that time, we did receive 30 comments. Some of them were very brief. Some of them were fairly lengthy. When I tried to look at the kind of the consistency, the content, essentially, there was probably 13 comments that came in that were somehow had negative views on the shoulder season structure. We had 12 that were supportive or had some suggestions for ways to improve it. And then there were 5 that I did not feel comfortable categorizing them as being either positive, supportive, or looking at for some other an approach to it. And so it's fairly evenly split. The department does not have any additional harvest information at this point in time. It's usually several months after the season's end before we are able to compile reliable harvest estimates. And so at this point, what the things that we do know is that these shoulder seasons do help the department meet the objectives. They do increase harvest, but they are not universally successful at achieving population objectives. And so one of the other documents that you have available to you is the summary of the information. And this is the third time that that's been provided to the commission, but it provides some information on an annual basis for the past 4 years, looking at 4-year averages and 3-year averages, of which portions of those numerical objectives that we were able to achieve. And again, we don't have that aspect. We don't have this year's harvest data. One minor correction, this was something that we just noticed just recently on the seventh page of that handout, third data file from the bottom, we miscoded one of the objectives. It should have been green. We actually had met the objective and we coded it as orange, which would indicate that we had not. But it that concludes the information I have to share regarding the elk shoulder seasons. This is a final presentation for the commission's consideration, and I'd be glad to try to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Wakeling. Do I have any questions, comments, or motions to the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would wish, I'll make a motion. I move the commission adopt as final the 2021 elk shoulder seasons as presented by the department, except for stand rotations and all other aspect of these seasons unless addressed in other proposals.
I'll second.
A motion and a second, and clarify there's been no changes from the tentative proposal that was put forth in October. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Could I comment, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
I think I stated back when we looked at these before that we had asked for some input from different working groups, but due to the pandemic, those groups could not meet as Brian had stated. A lot of them did not meet, and I think that was the main reason. Am I happy with these? Not totally, but I don't think anybody else is either. And as we have no additional data to make any changes, that's why I'm going to support this motion as presented. Hopefully we will get out of the pandemic, and when they get future data from this hunting season, the new commission for next year can take a look at that for the biennial shoulder season setting or the season setting and decide if things have been effective or not.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I think that your summary is quite accurate. Further comments from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I want to echo Vice Chair Stuker's comments. I think we're in a position where with the pandemic and the data availability, we don't have I don't think we would be responsible by going any other direction. However, I would entreat the elk working group, the people working on the elk plan, to think about our discussions and how difficult these discussions have been over the course of at least my tenure on the commission, that these elk shoulder seasons, they do seem to increase harvest quite a bit, but they are not a panacea for elk management. And we have to view these as a tool and hopefully a restricted tool that's available, and where it works, we're comfortable moving on. But if they're not working, they're not necessarily the best or the only tool available to us. So I just hope the elk working group and the staff who's working on the elk plan help us avoid the mired conversations that we've had to have, and take the leadership and help us to tailor elk shoulder seasons to areas where they will work. They will increase harvest, help us get to objectives without turning elk management over to a 6-month perpetual season. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Meyer. Further comment from the commission?
I'd like to thank Commissioner Boyer for saying elk plan, because I think, you know, there's a lot to happen between now and next season setting period. And the elk plan right now, if we look at just the fundamentals of the meeting our objectives as we tried to do with one of the tools being the shoulder seasons, you know, we didn't achieve everything we wanted to achieve, but we moved the needle somewhat. But there could be some changes that come up in the next version of our elk management plan that would certainly change, you know, how that that tool might be used and how it might word it if it is used. So thank you for bringing that up, Commissioner Blair.
Andrew, go ahead.
Well, thanks, Rich. I'll keep it quick. Thanks, Brian, for this. This is one of these issues that I think is much easier to criticize and discuss being outside of the arena than inside the arena, and looking at the matrix and where shoulder seasons have worked versus where they haven't, where they've met objectives. I think Commissioner Byer's comments that this is one of many tools is the right approach on this. I want to be mindful that shoulder seasons in some places are actually acting as an accelerant to kind of further frustrate elk management. So it's not a panacea everywhere, but at the risk of further kicking the can down the road, I do feel like we're in a box here in terms of approving this motion to at least get another year of harvest data, incorporate it with the elk management plan as it comes into our purview, and try to resolve this. This is not going to go away, but I feel like we have to pass this now in order to not kick the can this time next year.
Vice Chairman Stuber.
Real quick, if I may request some data from Brian. I just found out that, you know, we mentioned the increase in four and block management acres. I understand there is quite an increase in region six also. So I want to give congratulations to those individuals. But I'm wondering if you could send out to the commission what the increase has been this past year in acres, increase or loss, whichever the case may be, and the total amount of acres in each region. You know, one of the things the PLPW, for example, is tasked with is trying to increase access and come up with proposals that might do that. And seeing which regions have increased, it might be that they visit with those regions to see what's working or isn't working in those areas when they move forward to propose legislation to the EQC or to some legislator. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman Stuber, we will make a point of getting that information together and out to the commission shortly.
Thank you.
Yes, that's greatly appreciated. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Rich, in the region four. Demonstrates what goes into the many things we have to consider when we make sweeping regulation changes like we have with the shoulder season. I just want to compliment the commission again for the work that we did over a year ago to focus in on the performance-based aspect of these shoulder seasons and to listen to the public and the various stakeholders and come to some major compromise. You know, as was said, not everybody was, as Commissioner Byer said, not everybody was happy. No one won, you know, and got to spike it in the end zone, so to speak. And that always leads me to believe that we're on the right course. There's no exact answer to this. And the shoulder seasons are a great tool in many respects, but they can be an exacerbation of the underlying problem. And we've seen that. And I think that's what went into our deliberations and the compromises that were reached last year. And of course, we've had a mild winter this year, and just the ups and downs of everything with our season this year. And as much staff time and energy as it takes to develop the shoulder season proposal, It certainly makes sense to continue this for another year in light of the fact that we don't have a lot of data. I think what we're seeing is a general feeling that what's out there is worth trying. There's not the stark opposition to just, you know, end these now. And I think that's a good step. But I would implore the next commission to not think of the shoulder season as an easy button and wave it out of of management problems that may or may not exist. And with that, again, thanks to the department, thanks to the commission, thanks to Commissioner Brower. He's not here, but he worked hard on this last go around, as did everyone. The stuff that Tim put together over Region 2 with his group was outstanding. You know, Commissioner Byard working hard in conjunction with that and then his own region. And Commissioner Stuker, too, keeping his finger on what was going on, not just in his region, but, you know, representing that landowner voice very effectively, but at the same time, being open-minded and listening to the sportsmen. And so Vice Chair Stuker, special thanks to you for that. And with that, I will call for the vote. Since this is the final, we will not be taking public comment. There have been no changes. So all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.